In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Necessity of having love and devotion for Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam.
Necessity of having love and devotion for Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, is based on the fact that their love is the recompense of messengership. Allah Almighty says, "And certainly we sent apostles before you and gave them wives and children." 13:38. And says, "Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives, and whoever earns good, we give him more of good therein, surely Allah is forgiving, grateful." The Holy Quran 42:23. In the explanation of the first verse, Sheikh Tabarsi has quoted Ibn Abbas that the unbelievers taunted about the multiple marriages of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, saying that had he been a messenger of Allah, he would have engaged only in spreading the message instead of marrying many women. It is narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that he recited this verse and pointing towards his chest, said, "By Allah, we are the progeny of Allah's Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam." And explaining the other verse, he said that people have differed in the matter of the cause of the revelation of this verse.
First opinion. O Muslim, I do not want any return for the propagation work from you, but want love and affection of the thing which may be means of nearness to Allah. Second opinion. That it may mean, befriend me, because of my nearness to you. Third opinion. The meaning may be that, I do not want from you any remuneration for the job of messengership, except that you may befriend, and love my relatives who are my progeny, and protect my honor in their favor.
Regarding this meaning, Al-Imam Ali ibn Husayn, alayhi salam, and Sa'id ibn Jubair, Amr ibn Shu'ayb, Imam Baghir and Imam Sa'adik, alayhim as-salam, and also a group have been quoted, and in Jawahidud Tanzil, Ibn Abbas is quoted that when this verse was revealed the companions asked, "O Messenger of Allah! Who are the people whom we have been commanded to love?" The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, replied, "They are Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam." Likewise, it is narrated from Abu Umama Bahili that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said that the Lord Almighty Allah created the messengers from various trees, and I and Ali are the products of one and the same tree. So, I am the root of that tree, and Ali is its branches, and Hassan and Hussein are its fruits, and our Shias are its leaves. So, whoever will hold any of its branches will get salvation, and whoever rejects them would be destroyed and caught in the chastisement of Allah. If one engages in worship for 1,000 years between Safa and Marwa until one breaks down, but without our love and affection in his heart, Allah will hurl one into hell, face down. Then he recited this verse. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives. The Holy Quran 42:23. Zidan has narrated from Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, that in the HMM surahs, there is a verse which calls for our mawaddat, love, which only every believer remember. Then he recited the said verse.
Sheikh Tabarsi said, in any way, there are two statements regarding this mawaddat. The first is that the exception, illa, is disconnected, meaning this mawaddat is because of Islam. Another statement is that the exception is continual, which means I require no wages from you, except mawaddat because I am happy only with it, and only you will be benefited by this mawaddat. In others' words, I have not wished from you any wages for myself. Abu Hamza Somali has, in his commentary narrated from Ibn Abbas that when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, arrived in Medina, and Islam was established firmly, and when the Ansars jointly decided to see the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, to tell him that, as your expenses are on the increase, we are putting our wealth at your disposal so that you may utilize it as you please. You will not have to keep any account of it, nor is there any restriction for you. When they put forth this proposal respectfully, this verse was revealed to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives. The Holy Quran 42, 23. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, read it out to them and said, You should, after my departure, be friendly, that is not inimical with these people, nor should you harm or harass them. Then, they returned from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, giving him a promise of obedience. At that time the hypocrites said, Muhammad has fabricated this verse, because he wants to degrade us by making us obey his near relatives. At that moment came this verse. Or do they say, he has forged a lie against Allah? But if Allah pleased, he would seal your heart, and Allah will blot out the falsehood and confirm the truth with his words, surely he is cognizant of what is in the breasts. The Holy Quran 42, 24.
The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called those hypocrites and recited this verse before them. They started weeping as they considered it too difficult to act upon this or to obey this command. So, came the verse. And he it is who accepts repentance from his servants, and pardons the evil deeds, and he knows what you do. The Holy Quran 42, 25. So, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conveyed this verse also to them, and gave them good tidings. Then he said that this means those people who were ready to respond to the command of Allah beforehand. And he answers those who believe, and do good deeds, and gives them more out of his grace. The Holy Quran 42, 26. Abu Hamza Soma Ali has narrated from Sa'di that, those who believe and do good deeds means the friendship of and affection for Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam. Imam Hassan Mojtabat, alayhis salam, is quoted in a correct tradition saying in a sermon which he gave to people that, I am from those Ahlul Bayt whose mavad debt has been must by Allah for every Muslim. He said, Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives. And added good deeds is the love of, for, us, we, Ahlul Bayt. Imam Sa'adik, alayhis salam, has also been quoted saying that, this verse has been revealed in praise of us, Ahlul Bayt, as we are Ashabi Abat, those whom the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, had covered in his coat. Allama Hali, Ramatullah Alay, has written in Kashf al-Haqa'iq that it is written in Bukhari and Umari books, like Sagim Bukhari and Muslim, and in the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and in the Tafsir of Saylabi that, when this verse was revealed the companions inquired, O Messenger of Allah! Who are your near ones, the love for whom has been made obligators by Allah for us? The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, replied, They are Ali, Fatima, and their two sons. Now making love obligatory also makes obedience to them a must.
Bayzavi has also mentioned this narration in his tafsir. Fakhruddin Razi, who also is a great Bukhari and Umari scholar, has narrated from Ibn Abbas in his tafsir that when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, came to Medina, he had to spend a lot of money, because many Arab delegations were visiting him, and he had to entertain them suitably as guests, and his monetary condition was not so good. Therefore the Ansars held consultations among themselves, and thought that since Allah guided us through this gentleman, the Holy Prophet, who is our nephew also, and he has come to you in your town. So, let us save and collect something from our wealth. Then, they brought some amount to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet did not accept that amount, and returned it to them. At that moment came down this divine verse. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives. So the Holy Prophet 42, 23. Then he encouraged them to love his relatives. He also quotes the author of Tafsir Kashshaf that the Hazrat said, "One who dies with love in his hearts for Ali Muhammad, dies a martyr's death, and the one who dies with the love of Ali Muhammad in his heart dies with repentance, with tawbah, and the one who dies with the love of Ali Muhammad in his hearts, dies with full faith, and the one who dies with the love of Ali Muhammad in his hearts, is given good tidings of paradise by the angel of death, then, Munkar and Nakir. Also give him good news. One who dies with the love of Ali Muhammad in his hearts, will be led to paradise just as a bride is taken with embellishments to the house of her groom. One who dies with love of Ali Muhammad in heart, dies in the path of the Sunnah, prophetic practice, and Jama'at, congregation. And one who dies with hostility towards Ali Muhammad, dies the death of a disbeliever, and the one who dies with enmity towards Ali Muhammad in heart, will not even smell the fragrance of paradise." Fakhruddin Razi says that these traditions have been narrated by Kashshaf, and I say that the Ali Muhammad are those people whose affairs are taken to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and such people must be his all, and there is no doubt that Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein, alayhi salam, have the strongest and closest relations with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This is known through tawatur or widely narrated traditions, and it is certain that they are his all. People have differed in the meaning of all. Some say that the Holy Prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blood relatives are his all. So, according to it, we may consider them as his all. If we believe that those who accepted the Holy Prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, call or message, are his all, even then they are his all. Regarding others, there are difference of opinion. Therefore, as per agreement, they are the Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam. The author of Kashshaf has narrated that, when this verse was revealed, the people asked, "O Messenger of Allah, who from your near and dear ones are those whose love has been made mandatory for us?" The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, "They are Ali and Fatima and both of their sons, alayhim assalam." So, it is proved that these four persons are the Prophet's near and dear ones. When this is proved, it also becomes obviously compulsory that they must be given maximum respect and honor.
There are several reasons for this respect and honor. The first reason is the divine word, but love for my near relatives. Another reason, when it is proved that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to love Fatima, salam ala alayha, very much, and when he has said that, "Fatima is a piece of my liver, the one who harms her, harms me." It is proved by widely related traditions that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the maximum affection and love for Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhimas salam. Therefore, it also becomes obligatory for the entire Ummah to act upon the verse, "Follow the Holy Prophet, so that you may succeed and Allah has said. Therefore, let those beware who go against his order lest a trial afflict them, or there befall them a painful chastisement." The Holy Quran 24, 63. And Allah has said, "Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you and forgive you your faults." The Holy Quran 3, 31. Then he said, "Certainly, you have in the Apostle of Allah, an excellent exemplar for him who hopes in Allah and the latter day, and remembers Allah much." The Holy Quran 33, 21. Third reason, to pray in favor of the all of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best duty of Muslims. Therefore, this dua concludes tashahud in every prayer. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. And this respect has not been given to anyone except the Ali Muhammad. All this proves that love is compulsory for Ali Muhammad, alayhimas salam. Following is couplets composed Shafi'i. Please previews be informed that Rafs and Rafizi are two derogatory term for Shias, the truth followers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam. if the love for Ali Muhammad is Rafs, then let both the worlds be witness that I am a Rafizi. The author of Tafsir Kashshaf goes to say that Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, once complained to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam, about envy of the people against him. The Holy Prophet said, Ali, are you not pleased with the fact that you will be the fourth of those four persons who will enter paradise? You, Hassan, Hussein and our women will be on my right and left, and our sons will be behind our women.